Hello, hey, good morning, church. Welcome to C3 Church Fremantle. Why don't you come in if you're in the foyer? We're gonna stand up, we're gonna praise God. Come on, let's clap our hands. Hey. As we sing, so say His name within the darkest hour and see His light illuminate our path. The road is narrow, but a gaze is set on the love of Christ until the very end. As we walk, we walk in the truth that overcame our sin, leaving our past behind and how we once had lived. We're giving our lives to see your name made known, cause the love of Christ is what the world needs most. So Lord, lead us in the ways of your love, to lead a broken world to your cross. Lead us in the ways of your love, cause we are yours forever. We are yours forever. Our eyes won't turn away. We are yours forever. Come on, we sing. As we sing your praises till our lungs give out to the hope of the world, the one who gave us up. We're giving our lives to see your name made known, cause the love of Christ is what the world needs most. So Lord, lead us in the ways of your love, to lead a broken world to your cross. Lead us in the ways of your love. Come on, we are yours. Hey, we are yours forever. Our lives won't be the same. We are yours forever. We are yours forever. Our lives won't be the same. We are yours forever. Our eyes won't turn away. Yeah. Can we sing? Is we're living in the one who gave His life to see our sins erased. We know our hope is never gonna fade away, as we're living in the one who gave, hey, His life to see our sins erased. We know our hope is never gonna fade away. Lord, lead us in the ways of your love, to lead a broken world to your cross. Lead us in the ways of your love. Hey. We are yours forever. Our lives won't be the same. Hey, we are yours forever. Our eyes won't turn away. We are yours forever. Our lives won't be the same. We are yours forever. Our eyes won't turn away. Morning. Yeah, we give all the praise to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. And we sing, I was lost. As I was lost with a broken heart, as you picked me up and now I'm set upon. And from the ash I am born again, forever safe in the Savior's hands. As you are more than my words can say, as I follow you, Lord, for all my days, I fix my eyes following your ways. Forever free in unending grace. Hey! Because you are, you are, you are my freedom. We lift you high. You are alive in us. Nothing can take your place. Let your love be the shot. He's breaking chains. You're breaking chains that were holding me. You set your son down and set me free. He's everything out of this world will fade. I'm pressing on till I see your face. As I will live, that you will be done. As I won't stop till your kingdom come. Hey, hey, cause you are, you are, you are.
Yours, oh, it is yours.
Sacrifice, I'm laying down my life. I'm giving up my all for you and you alone. For your sacrifice, I'm laying down. Hey, the price you pay, the life you gave, the cross and the grave. My sins now erased. The price you pay. The cross and the grave, my sins now erased. Take my heart, Lord, it is yours. Oh, it is yours.
Oh, it is yours.
Take my heart, Lord,
it is yours.
Oh, it is yours. Oh, it is yours. Take my life, Lord, it is yours. Oh, it is yours. Oh, it is yours. Take my life, Lord, it is yours. Oh, it is yours. Oh, it is yours. Jesus, take it all, Lord. We praise you this morning.
Good morning, church. How you doing? It's lovely to have you in the house. I love starting my days praising God. It's awesome, and especially that was awesome set, guys. I love it. It's just awesome.
Fantastic.
Just awesome. So, hey, welcome this morning. It's great to have you in the house. And we have some very special guests with us, Greg and Julie French. They're really excited to hear about what they've got to share. And we love having visitors in the house.
Absolutely.
So if you are here for the first time or the second time, you're very, very welcome. And we have a little visitors pack that we have for you that just tells you a little bit about our church. It's got some little treats in there for you. So if you didn't get one of those when you came in through the front doors, please just raise your hand and one of our lovely ushers will make sure that you get one of those, because we do not want you to miss out. And we'd love for you guys to stay after the service in our cafe for a coffee or a cup of tea on the house, so we can say hello. So welcome.
Fantastic. Did anyone not get one today? A pack? We'd love to give you one. If you didn't get one when you came in the door, just give us a wave and we've got a complimentary drink and some other stuff. Anyone at all? No? Well, we still want to welcome all our guests. I can see some faces today. Put your hands
together. Welcome. You're very welcome.
Welcome today. Welcome to C3 Fremantle. Fantastic.
So, as you probably are all aware, that Easter is going to be on our doorsteps very soon. And, of course, we've got some exciting things happening at Easter. So we have a little promo for you to show you what it's about. So please take a seat and let's watch our screens.
Fantastic.
Don't get bogged down in chocolate eggs and bored kids this Easter long weekend. Bring them along to our Easter services at C3 Church Fremantle. We have all the family catered for, starting with our Good Friday service on the 3rd of April. Remember, reflect and be impacted by the ultimate sacrifice ever made. There's a program for the kids, then join us for a hot cross bun after the service. Celebrate with us on Sunday the 5th of April at 10 a.m. We have a fantastic morning service, including performances from Kidzone, followed by a multicultural lunch. There's an animal farm, full program for the kids with an Easter egg hunt and plenty of fun and games. Do life with C3 Church Fremantle this Easter.
Yeah, so I'm excited. And hey, there is a flyer on the information desk or at the front door if you want to grab one of those when you leave this morning. But we're just going to send our little kids off to Kids Zone now. So kids, have fun this morning.
Fantastic. If you're visiting with us, we have a full kids program right through from creche, 6 months old, right through to senior primary school, year six and above. And we'd love to invite you to that. Maybe you've got a young baby today. We've also got a baby feeding area that our ushers can help you with a little bit later on. But right now, we're actually going to get ready to come back into the presence of God, and we're going to sing and just settle our hearts to hear from God. Would you like to stand with me as we prepare to start worshiping God? Thanks, guys.
When nations turn to you.
give you all the glory. We bless your holy name. Oh, it's you who I worship. Yeah, Jesus, come through. Oh, Jesus, we give it all to you, Lord.
Through God who created the universe. God who created the universe has got that situation. I want today, we're going to sing that chorus just one more time, and I want you to speak to your circumstance. Do you need healing in your body today? Speak. speak healing through the life-giving power of Jesus Christ. Speak into your body. Do you need a job today? What's your finances? Are they crippling you, your finances? What about a relationship? You're getting bullied at school. Speak to it by faith. Move your mountain. Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
We worship you, Jesus.
Yes, it's you I worship.
Oh, Jesus.
My life surrendered to above my circumstance. It's you I worship. My life surrendered to the mercy of your love. Nothing can be compared to you. I now know you spoke the universe into existence. It's above my circumstance. It's you I worship. Surrendered to the mercy of your love. Nothing can be compared to you. I now know you spoke the universe into existence. Jesus.
Awesome.
I give you all the glory.
Greater than any circumstance. He is greater than any circumstance. Isn't that reassuring, church? Love you to take your seats for just a few moments. We're going to worship in another song in just a few moments, but we're going to come to a part of our service where we're going to take up our tithes and our offerings. It's part of our worship. We're going to give to God. And as you're preparing right now, I want to welcome some very special people to our church. They haven't been here for a few years, but it is great to have Pastors Greg and Julie French from C3 Oxford Falls. Let's welcome them. Fantastic. And Greg's going to be speaking in just a few moments. And, you know, they've been a part of the Oxford Falls Church for 33 years. Did I get that right? 33? A while, a wee while. 33 years they've been on staff. Greg has pretty much run the church operationally for many of those years. And then about 8 years ago, Greg was released to become the ambassador of real men around our world for our movement. And Greg speaks at C3 churches around our world, but also other churches. And he's got a prophetic word to the men of our world. Isn't that awesome, girls? Don't you love it? We love real men. At C3, free man or real man. And so Greg's going to come in just a few moments. It's going to be such a treat to have him today. And I would encourage you just to prepare yourself to receive what he's going to say. And he's going to move in a gift of prophetic ministry. What that means is he may actually come up to you and he may say, look, I've got something I feel God is going to say. God has got to say. And he's just going to share a word that he believes is from God over you. Are you excited about that? It's all right. You can last worship song. If you're a bit worried, you can go, oh God, it's all good. It's going to be great, actually. If you'd like to take up the tithes and offerings now, ushers, that would be fantastic. And you know, we've had this great men's meeting last night. And guys, did you enjoy that? Pastor Nash said it was just awesome. Thank you, Sandy and Kylie, for hosting that event. And Greg shared there. Alexander Ricardo, silent but deadly. That young man brought a group of his friends along. Fantastic. We've got Greg and Julie this morning. And then if you're running a group in our church, we've got a real treat coming up this afternoon. We've got a cocktail party without the cocktails, a mocktail party at the Schrader's house out in Willerton. And we'll be doing that between 5 and 7. And Greg, who used to run all the groups at Oxford Falls, is going to give us some great training. So don't miss that. You can get details of that out at the reception desk in just a few moments. Fantastic. Well, we're going to watch our announcements right now. That would be great. And then we're going to get back into some worship. Fantastic. fantastic.
We give a very warm welcome to our guest speakers, Greg and Julie French. We're excited to have them with us this morning. Expect to be impacted. Ladies, we have a fantastic opportunity to hear Chris Pringle speak at an Every Woman gathering at C3 Church Rockingham. Join us on Friday the 27th of March and we'll be leaving C3 Fremantle at 6 p.m. There is no cost for this event, and if you would like to register your children for the kids program, you can do so at C3 Rockingham's website. For further inquiries and to register your interest, see the info desk. This Easter, come along to our services at C3 Church Fremantle. Our Good Friday service is at 9 a.m. on the 3rd of April, and our Celebration Sunday service is at 10 a.m. on the 5th of April. Please bring a dish to share at our multicultural lunch after the Sunday service. Coming in April is our Movement's Presence Conference, There Is a River. Registrations are now open at www.presenceconference.com. Join us in Sydney, April 14 to 17. Who are you doing life with? There are a great selection of life groups that you can connect with at C3 Church Fremantle. To find a life group near you, ask us at the info desk. There's a new book out for our book club life group, titled Falling Upward by Richard Rohr. You can purchase a copy from the bookshop. Every Sunday at 9 a.m. we're running Alpha Course. If you want to know more about the Bible, this is for you. Don't forget our prayer meetings meet Tuesday at 7 p.m. Join us for a half hour of impactful prayer. Fusion Youth has a new time for 2015. The Girls Lounge and Fusion Boys are every Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Check out C3 Fremantle on the web and Facebook. This is where you can keep up to date on all that's happening in the life of our church.
Awesome. Well, I'd love you to stand right now. We're going to enter into some worship, and then Pastor Greg is going to come straight after that song, and he's going to get straight into his message this morning. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, we worship you this morning. Come on, church, why don't you raise your hands? Father, we surrender to you. Holy Spirit, come. Let your presence fall on us. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Come on, church, sing this out. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? In matchless love and beauty, endless worth. And nothing in this world will satisfy. 'Cause Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Come on, who is like you? As who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? As matchless love and beauty, endless worth. And nothing in this world will satisfy. 'Cause Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Is your presence. Is heaven to me? Oh, your presence is heaven to me. Is the treasure of my heart, the treasure of my heart and of my soul. Is in my weakness you are merciful. Redeemer of my past and present wrong. You're the holder of my future days to come. Oh, your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus, is your presence is heaven to me. Yeah. Your presence is heaven to me. We're singing, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Hey. Your presence is heaven to me, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me. All my days on earth I will await to that moment, the moment that I see you face to face. Is nothing in this world will satisfy, oh Jesus, 'cause Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Oh yeah, 'cause Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Oh, is your presence is heaven to me. Yeah, your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. As we're singing, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, your presence.
To stay in that place just a little bit longer. I want every eye to be closed. There is a power in His presence. And when we feel that presence around us, It says to us very clearly that he is present. We're just going to sing that song, just again, that chorus again, and I really want us to embrace that moment. I don't want one person here to miss what God could do simply because they didn't capture that moment. Just forget about the things that have gone on this last week or what may be tomorrow. Let's capture this moment. And let us just find that place in his presence. Because in his presence is his power. And there is nothing which is too small or too great that he does not intend to touch, to bring an answer, to fulfill the promise. And as we just worship, let's embrace that moment. Let's capture that moment right now. As we just worship a little bit longer, let's begin to lift our voice, bringing worship to him.
Is your presence is heaven?
Your presence is heaven to us.
To me. Your presence is heaven to me.
It is in that place where your power is, Lord.
Oh, Lord, your presence is heaven to me.
Embrace it, church.
Is your presence
is heaven to me?
Your presence is heaven to me. Oh Lord, is your presence is heaven to me. Oh Lord, your presence,
come on church,
is
let's lift our voice
to me.
Let's bring worship to him. All glory to our God.
We're singing, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Hey. Your presence is heaven to me, oh.
This is my house, and you are my people. For have I not given much for those things in which you have called upon, for the prayer in which you have prayed? Do you think I stand at a distance and do not hear for that which you have asked? Do you stand at a distance in doubt and question upon your mind? For you do not utter, but yet I understand the heart of all men and all women. For this is my house, and my house is the house of promise. It is a place in which I have chosen to draw my people into community, but also to demonstrate my power. For within this region and this area, I have heard the words of men for times gone by, where they have cried out for justice, and justice has not been present. They have cried out to find freedom, but have not found freedom. But it is in my house that you shall find freedom. For those that know the truth shall surely be set free. It is in my house and in my home, in my community and in my family, I demonstrate my power. And this is my place of gathering. Do not look at your circumstance. Do not be hindered by your situation. For I have made a promise to this house. I have made a commitment to this place and the leaders of this church that I shall fulfill all that they have asked. And my promise is that I shall fulfill. Not one word and prayer which has been prayed shall fall to the ground. For that which I have promised shall come to pass. If my church will stand in agreement, as you stand in community, in a position of agreement, for those that have called for freedom shall find freedom. Understand the word in which has been spoken, the life in which has been given, is for you in this house and for this community. And my hand is not short in delivering and fulfilling the promise. For men and lives, their life and their world, their families, their community, their business, in my house shall touch and be touched. I shall extend my hand and my goodness and my favor to all that align themselves to my house and to the purpose of my gathering. For my gathering is my people and their heart, and I desire to fulfill all that has been asked, for all that has been promised. Do not look and think, I have not heard. Do not position yourself away. Do not align yourself and cry out for justice. For I have heard the term justice, but truly justice shall be within the framework of freedom. Justice is an outworking of freedom, and freedom is in my house, because the truth shall set you free. This is my place, my dwelling, and you are my people. My promise, my word shall be fulfilled. And this house shall know and be called from this day a place of fulfillment, the house of freedom and the fulfillment of promise. For this is my house and you are my people. This region was a place where men were incarcerated. Their voices, their blood was spilled. But I again declare a new day in my house within this region, that it shall surely be a place not where people are bound, but where they are set free. Because it is in my house that my people shall know the truth. Father, I ask of you, in this service here this morning, we have gathered as a community in worship and prayer. Father, I pray for that which we cannot do, you shall do. And today it shall be a moment of acknowledgement of the power which comes in that relationship with you. And freedom is a part of our inheritance. In your presence, I commit this service and your people, that your word shall be fulfilled. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, glad we got that out. Why don't you grab a seat? Great being with you. I'm going to release the band, except for my wonderful friend who's going to be playing keys, and you can just drop that down a little bit more. You know, I really felt like even before I came here and speaking with, you know, Nigel and Andrea just over these last couple of days, to me, it's quite significant. I feel like this morning is a very significant moment for this church. And I couldn't remove myself that word, like incarceration. I felt like the Lord saying there has been so much, again, that there has been restriction even within the people of the house of God, because it is a mindset because people have cried out for justice, but justice is never fulfilled because of the voice calling out to see it come to pass. It is because something greater than the person calling experiences. That justice in itself alerts, but freedom and power of freedom is what comes when justice is called for. In Fremantle, in the history of it, you know better than I do. I felt like simply that God is saying that as the sun sets, we may go through a period where darkness follows, but we have the full assurance and sense that the sun will rise, even though we do not see it. And I felt this in the last number of months, that God is saying to the church, and specifically here in Fremantle, where is your faith? As your faith is that the sun shall set, that it shall surely rise. As you go to bed, even in darkness, you still believe that you will awake in the morning to see the sun rise. Where is your faith? Not just for the seeing of the sun, but seeing the fulfillment of the promise for the house of God in this region and area. And I believe that as the sun sets, the same confidence that we have as men and women of God is that as it sets, it shall rise, irrespective of my circumstance, darkness, or the shadows which are cast over my life at that moment, that I believe that it shall rise. And I do believe the faithfulness of your leaders, Nigel and Andrea, wonderful people, wonderful family, credible team around them, that they have stayed true where others have said the darkness has been too long and said enough is enough. But God has said, and I say to you, both of you, the acknowledgement that the time in which you have persevered through those moments of shadow, where shadow has been cast upon you, in your leadership, in you, in your life, in your character, in your person, that God is faithful and shall fulfill that which you have believed in what you stood out on and what you believed, what you hold firmly in your hand. Why? Because the sun is rising upon this church and this area. I'm not speaking of Perth and WA. I'm speaking of Fremantle and surrounding areas of Fremantle. It has been a place of bondage and that which has been bound. And God is bringing a freedom to that. I get excited simply by saying we are in some of the greatest moments for Fremantle and surrounding areas and district. And you are here not by chance. You are here because you arrived. No, you were called to the house. A big difference in arriving and being called. Irrespective of whether you know it or not, many of you have been called. Don't turn up because you are faithful, but you are here because you have been called Gregory. What a fine name. Gregory Moore. Incredible name. Wonderful name. But you're called here for a purpose and a reason. Well beyond your understanding, and the purpose and the fulfillment of it is not of what has taken place or what you have been offered. It's of what you're about to add to the house of God. Really believe that. You know, there are defining moments, and I honestly believe for C3 Fremantle, this is a moment which is defining your future and again allowing the outworking of God's plan. That's a great scripture. I love that scripture. John 8. It says, you know, and the truth shall set you free. You shall know the truth and it shall set you free. And how often do we think that again, you know, when we are set free, that moment of being set free, freedom comes. Like I remember when I was set free. But then suddenly you go, well, I was, but now I'm bound again. Why? There's a simple truth and revelation a lot of us miss. What is it? Is that freedom, like kingdom, the word dom is more powerful than the word free. Why? Because dom is a domain and a place in which you choose to live. It's not just the experience of, I remember when I was set free. At that moment, your decision to move forward. That simple revelation for a number of people in this room will probably be the answer you've been looking for years. It's not another meeting. It's not another moment. It's not another altar call. It's a moment of like, I was set free. Now it's my decision to live in that place of freedom. Whether it's offense, whether it's an area in your life, in healing, whatever it is, it's like, I just need to embrace and start living in that domain. That's powerful. And I believe that's in this church. But I do believe this church will be known because it is a place where people find freedom. They have the experience of being set free, but then live in the context of a person who is free. And we never truly know what freedom is. We don't appreciate it. People who live in nations and countries where freedom has been stolen from them because of government or because of other circumstances, when they are liberated, the life and the energy which comes into them is incredible. Irrespective that nothing may have changed, but the sense of liberation is powerful. It's something which gets on the inside like we are free. And the power of that energy, but I believe that's the God within them, in their creation, finally has its natural expression of coming forth. And when you do that, there's no going back. Because who wants to go back to the old ways when you can live in the wonderful position and the place of now and in that experience in Jesus' name? I'll talk to you later. So what's going to happen now, Pastor Greg? No idea, really. Don't you have a plan? I'm just giving God space. I've learned over the years, don't try to fill it up with what I think, but I'd rather let his thoughts and his ways dominate my expression. But while we're working upon that, can I bring a scripture to you just in the meantime? Because I believe there is something God wants to do. Everybody's looking for their Bibles. Some are looking for their phones and their iPads and everything else. But you know, I really want us to see the diversity and the bigness. See, I look at you, I hear you, on stage, I hear you sing. And I see straight away and I think of a word which goes capacity. And in you, I believe that there is a sense and a capacity yet to be discovered by you and seen by others. And it is a capacity not to do more, but to be more. There is a depth in you. And I that scripture which I love, it says, where deep calls out to deep, the depth of God calls out to the depth of man. There's a depth within you yet to be discovered or seen or even acknowledged by you. And I believe over the next 3 months, there shall be a significant shift in thinking. And at that moment, when you arrive at that three-month starting place, is that something is incredibly released, which begins to open up what you can see about your future and what your future will bring. And it will not be, Lord, show me, Lord, tell me. Show me. He's had enough of that. He's heard those things. He's saying, now, trust me, walk the path of 3 months and let me show you, and he will show you. There's a great scripture in Matthew. Man, I can't get that. I tell you, there's a moment we're just going to capture that moment at the end of this service where I really want just that power, because what that presence is in this house today is like a whole new expression of God's power in his house, which carries an incredible power of freedom and liberation. I want to take that with me, by the way, Nigel. It's not exclusively yours. I'm taking it with me as well. Just thought I'd let you know. But you know, like, mention John 4, verse 35. We know about this. And, like, church is an incredible family and community of people. And it is, and I love that, because the church, and you know, Christianity, it's a religion, it's an expression, or as many people who would understand that a religion is defined by certain beliefs which are attached to that religious belief. It is a religion where it is the only term used about God that Father and Son are mentioned. Do you realize that? No other religion has that family orientation or terminology attached to it. the word father and son between God in that relationship. No other religion embraces that terminology. Why? Because it's simply something which defines us and the importance and the value of gathering together, being in community. I love that. Love God, each other, the community. To me, that says something that we can't do it on our own. Why we gather in church is that we gather here not just because it's the right thing, but there is a power and a sense of power when we gather together. Great scripture in the book of Acts when it says, and all the believers, when they gathered together in one mind, one heart, one purpose, one intention, when they came with one mind, they had the same vision, with the same heart, the same attitude. When they had that purpose, we understand why we gather, because we see the power and the value of the church in community. And it's not just to do good things, it's to demonstrate God's power and to show community what can be done in and through His gathering of church and family. But it says there in that scripture, and I believe it's Acts chapter 4, verse 32, and it says, again, when all the believers were of one heart, when they were in a position of agreement, I'm waiting for this moment, it'll come. I can feel it, it's just around the corner. So I'll preach till it arrives. But when they got together, in that verse of scripture, what I've always loved and seen there, no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. And then it goes on and it says, with great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy person among them. The power. And where you are in the series, I believe, just talking about the power of being connected in community, being in family. There's an incredible power when we stay in a community of agreement. It's like in a family, without having power of agreement, nothing really comes together. Why? Because everyone's got their own view, their own take, their own opinion. But there is a power, and when that unity and community, and Pastor Nigel will be talking more about this next week, is that I believe that says that simply, when we come to a position of understanding the power of community, of family, of creating, again, like doing life in life groups together, that there is a power that comes because we agree in our gathering. And it says there is no needs, there is power present, and much grace is given. And I believe simply by that those words, that when we gather, not on our own, but in community of oneness of mind, purpose, and intention, we again see the power of God bringing liberty, freedom, and releasing His power to move in our world because of that position of agreement. And we know in John chapter 4, verse 35, incredible scripture in which we've preached probably 1,000 times, but it says there, don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until the harvest? Open your eyes, lift up your eyes and look, the fields are ripe. Don't you have a saying, but I have a saying. You see, we have our sayings, but God has a saying. And there's an amazing little story which I love in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. And it says, and as Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, have mercy on us, son of David. And when he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and they asked him. And he asked them, who am I, etc., etc. What I've loved about that story is the power of God being able to move in people who have no vision, who have no hope, have no ability to see beyond their current circumstances of what God could do. And I'd love, Charlie, come and stand here. Just come and stand here for a brief moment. Gregory, just stand here. You see, sometimes we read Scripture, but we don't necessarily understand Scripture. You are coming into some of the finest moments of your life if you keep your vision lifted. And do not just put yourself in a box away like, well, we've done everything in the best of our power. Can I tell you, that is not what God has for your life right now. Right now, He sees the potential and it hasn't risen to the surface. Do not step back or allow it to drop back. in your life because you are rising. There is a rise on the inside of you. As you press into him, the rise shall allow you to begin to lift your vision again. Believe that you can see again. Can see what could be. Do not let the past determine your current position and your future outlook. Do not look that way. And it says there, and then one day when Jesus was ministering, two blind men come to me. Watch this. Boom! Blind. You're blind, Gregory. Sorry, you got an incredible gift. Amazing gift and full movement here. And so then Jesus went on from there, and two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, son of David." And when he'd gone indoors, the blind men came to him. And then he asked, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this, etc.?" Incredible. We read scripture, but we don't see scripture. We read the word, but we don't truly understand it. They go, "Isn't that incredible? Blind men, you're blind. Stop reading. Remember, you're blind. Close those eyes, Gregory. Stop peeking. Charlie, behave yourself. Close your eyes." We read scripture, but we don't truly understand scripture. And it says, two blind men came to Jesus. Interesting, isn't it? We're just a little bit of role play right now. I'm just going to be the Messiah. Not that I'm a good representation of that, really. But I'm just going to be the Messiah right now, ministering. I'm just going to be Jesus. I'm not really, for those just to make sure I'm not Jesus. Gregory, close your eyes. And it says, and Jesus was ministering powerfully, laying hands upon the sick, and two blind men came to him. Blind men, come to me. And Jesus spoke amongst the people as he laid hands upon them, and the power of God was moving, and their life was being changed. Charlie, you are blind. Remember that. Blind people find Christ very easily. Why? Because they have an incredible sense. All their senses are heightened. And Jesus was moving powerfully amongst the people, doing great and mighty things. And two blind men came to him. Oh, how long. I'm pretty sure if I read the scripture, Jesus went on from there and two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on Son of God, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him. Hello, come on, guys. I don't have all the time on the planet. I got a maximum of 3 years. Two blind men, at least they had some sort of companionship, have separated. Two blind men came to you and they even lost each other on the journey. Power of God's on this. I mean, it'd be incredibly frustrating for Jesus if Scripture didn't align itself a lot quicker. What's wrong right now, blind men? Stay there. Charlie, I don't know what's going on. You're actually getting healed every so often. Cut that out. I haven't healed you just yet. What's wrong with that picture? What's wrong with that picture? Jared, tell me what's wrong with this picture? Jesus is ministering powerfully. A lot of things going on here, right? But it's taking a lot longer than I read. Jared, correct the situation. This will really test the mettle. Wunderbar! Ah, wonderful! Ah, two blind men. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's be seated. But just let's take this for a moment. Where am I going? You see, community, there's a power in community that we actually know what we're called to do. When blind people don't have vision, let me tell you, when you are blind and you cannot see, you don't normally go anywhere. You live restricted, inshallah lives, because you are fearful when you can't see. You don't go anywhere. The power of the moment is that when blind people can't see, when they have no vision, life has caused their head to drop, to see nothing, that they're so consumed in what is happening. What happens? They go nowhere. What is the answer? The answer is the church. The answer is simply this, is that blind people never find Christ unless. And Jesus went on from there. Two blind men followed him, calling out. And when he'd gone indoors, the blind man came. Where is, let me see, I see two blind men, Charlie and Greg, mentioned there. Two blind men, identified by situation, not by name. But they followed. I don't see any mention of Jared. There is no mention in Jared, but as we see, they couldn't have found Jesus without the Jared. The power is that Scripture we read, but we do not see. When we go freedom, yes, but we go, well, it didn't happen because we aren't in a position of actively believing or actively doing. People never come to Christ. I go to church and they say, oh, Pastor Greg, we've been praying and, you know, really praying. We're prayer meeting to see people come to Christ and we've been praying and believing. I said, man, that's fantastic. So how's it going? I go, oh, incredible meetings and the power and the presence. We're loving it. I said, well, how many people have come to Christ? Well, we haven't quite got to that part yet. I said, we don't really know. What. Maybe it's just time. I said, how long have you been doing this? Oh, about 10 years. Oh, gosh. I said, can I just bring a simple revelation of understanding what Scripture and what it's all about? Prayer prepares hearts. People bring people. Did you get that? Great prayer meetings prepare the hearts. We have lost people because we have prayed their heart to be opened. We've prayed. And then other religious organizations, come with us, come with us, come with us. Why? Because they're doing the thing we don't do. Invitation. Blind people never come to Christ unless someone sees it in their calling that I have been called to lead and bring those to Christ. The thing is, blind people with no vision need people who have vision. Guess who has vision in this house? Every single one of us. How big should this church be? 1,000 people, I can tell you already. Why is it not? Well, I'd say you're probably praying, doing the right thing, but the reality is we've got to get back and in that moment of freedom, in our own personal experience, see that the house is a place where people's lives are changed. But they can't experience change unless we are proactively praying and preparing hearts, but also leading them to Jesus. Oh, I'm loving that. We've got a couple of evangelists coming through. It's going to be incredible. It's not about evangelists. I could prophesy over every single one of you today. If I wanted to get one word for all of you, I'd say, you have been called, that you are to call others. That is the word for the house. But I need something more specific for me. Well, maybe you need to go back to basics and go, I have been called that I am to call others. But don't we have evangelists to do that, Pastor Nigel? Yeah, we got an evangelist coming in 2019 to C3 Frio. So excited and pumped about that. And you know, we're going to pray and we're going to believe and we're going to trust God and they're going to come and people are going to get healed and saved. So pumped. Great. So what are you doing between now and February 2019? I guess we're just here. No. You see, we rely on everybody else to do what we are called to do. My word to you is simply this. You have a calling on your life, and the power of the person who resides in you is crying out that you will call out. And again, build bridges to people's lives that they may come to find Christ. Two blind men would have never have found Christ unless the unknown, the unidentified believer had been proactively doing what they were called to do. We are in one of the finest moments of C3 Fremantle's history, simply by not a personal word, but a moment where God is declaring, this is a place where justice has been called for. Justice shall be found when freedom is experienced. And people can't experience freedom unless they come to find and have an encounter in that freedom. We are the catalyst. We are the calling. we have been called. There are people waiting for you. They have already crossed your path. They are already there. All the Lord wants to do to remind you today is simply, they need you. The power of our understanding of why we have been called. There are people who need us. If they don't, they will go to a place they were never designed to go. This time yesterday, if you think in the context of that, 360,000 little people popped into the world. Incredible when you think of that. 360,000 births took place in the context of 24 hours. Incredible. This time yesterday, little people finding life. But in the same time frame, 157,000 departed this planet. And a greater portion to a place they were never designed to go. So what do you have? You have the greatest answer on the planet. That is the knowledge and the relationship of what Jesus can do and the liberation that he brings to our life. Simply that we have been called, that others may be called. But Pastor Greg, I need a prophecy. My word is to you, you have been called. Your word is simply, will you do that which you have been called to do? People without vision. Acts chapter 3, verse 1, incredible story. It says, one day Peter and John were going to the temple to pray, and a man was positioned at the gate who were carried every day and placed there. By whom? No idea. But somebody carried him. By what name? No idea. But we understand he had context of who he was, a crippled man who couldn't walk, their position identified. But how did he get there? Don't know. But it says, and every day a man was positioned because he was carried. You see, community of church and family does the first thing. It chooses to lead others who cannot see. The community of church, the family of church in the larger context as we gather together, as we do life groups together, is that we, again, lead people to a place where they can have an encounter. We also, in times of challenge and struggle, we stand alongside each other. We carry people. When you cannot walk and you need to get to a destination, we need one another more than we realize. I'd love to prophesy over every single one of you. But the fact is, I am. Exactly what I'm saying is a word for all of us. Prayer is powerful. Prayer brings change. Prayer releases things. Close your eyes, sir. Father, I pray upon this man's life that he experiences the power of your freedom completely in every area. And there is nothing of the past. There is no generational connection of influence today. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray that his life feels the full impact of your power in which freedom is brought. That today he will choose to live not in the old ways, but in the new ways. And he will choose to outwork his life, knowing that his Lord, his God, is the one who can establish his life, his future, his family. In Jesus' mighty name. Let this be a day that he lives in freedom. Doesn't just know about freedom. Community of church. Community of experience. Comes that we choose to do why we have been called is to lead others. Community of church. Connection of relationship is because we decide when people just can't get to the destination, we choose to carry them. And the final thing I leave with you all in John chapter 5, incredible story. It talks of a man who was brought to the pool of Siloam. And he was there. And Jesus arrives and he asks him, he says, what, you know, you've been brought to this place, and but why haven't you said, yeah, people go down there and the first person that gets in there, you know, they get touched and they get incredibly, they get the power of God upon them, their life is changed, they're healed. And he said, well, what happened to you? He said, well, you know, I'm brought here every day. Again, this guy doesn't have the power within his body to get there under his own steam. How does he get there? Well, somebody has assisted him. But the sad part of that story is where sometimes the sadness of the church exists, is that we actually bring people. As he said, I'm brought every day. Someone brought him, put him there, and left him. You see, we bring people to church, leave them in church, and expect church to do everything else. The fact is, that man needs to feel the power of community, of what connect is all about in life here. Love God, each other, and community. We impact our community because we don't just bring, we stand with and stay with until they find their moment of freedom and release. That's the power of the gospel. My message to you this morning, there is freedom in the house. Irrespective of what we have experienced ourselves, irrespective of what we have known or been challenged with, or have decided or determined our position to be, irrespective of what our current understanding is, he is far bigger than what we understand. Understand this, he is far bigger than your understanding of him, and you will experience him in a new dimension, and again you shall have an encounter with him which is unquestionable concerning who he is in your life. I'm a fun type of guy, really. I just want to tell you that. I'm a happy chappy. The presence of God doesn't put a lemon in our mouth. But I also do realize this. There are moments which define God in a church and its people and its future. This is one of them. I would love to see what the church and the power of the church and how things. I said to you before, there's a lot of people here, I have a little bit of hair envy right now, but God's watching you. Consider your ways and your paths. He's watching you. He watches, he measures, and he waits for good reason, because he has good purpose for your life and your future. I want this atmosphere not to be a moment on a Sunday. I don't want this moment to be on the 8th of March. Wow, did you feel God? Because I need to remind you, this atmosphere is a new atmosphere in which God has brought into this house for a reason and a purpose. And it is to unlock the lives of all that identify themselves to this house. Pray and pray and pray again. And in that ability to unlock, and the freedom and the power which resides in this place, we don't have to struggle and fight for what we believe. We embrace it because he embraces us in Jesus' name. Amen. You carry that, sir. Now embrace it, hold it, live it. This atmosphere in his house is a fulfillment of the promise of why this church was birthed. Opposition, challenges of heart, people's opinion thoughts and ideas which have challenged the intention of why this church was planted shall always be overridden by this atmosphere of freedom in this house. If you can weather the storm of the moment of personal challenge as you come into the house, all of you shall feel a regeneration of mind, attitude, and heart, and maintain your calling, your purpose, and your position. Faithful have you been, Marion, Kia, faithful have you been. Do not disqualify yourself according to circumstance or outcomes. Faithful have you been. His house, his home, his family, his community. This is his house. His life abides in this place. I'd love you to close your eyes, madam. Father, I ask of you, the power of heaven, Father, to be focused upon this woman's life and the years in which she has traveled. Yet, but Father, her life shall become a greater light, even in her mature years. Great light shall travel from every part of her body, from her eyes, from her mouth, from the pores of her skin. Your light shall permeate and travel and touch and bring a light of hope to those that she encounters as she travels into these coming months and years. In Jesus' name. If you have an area in your life, whether it's physical, whether it's healing, whether it's relational, whether it's a challenge in your area of finance, whether whatever it may be, I want you to stand right now. I want you to stand in a position because there shall be a freeing of your situation and circumstance right now because you stand. Stand up right now. If you need your body to be healed, if you need your circumstance financially, relationally, you need God to intervene. Can I tell you, in this atmosphere, which is something which is not coming and going, it has come to remain. But Father, I speak this word into these people. In Jesus' mighty name, there is an establishment of your covenant with them and this house. And Father, today, the word freedom is something that we choose to live out, to work through. But we stand asking for your hand. And Lord, you have spoken to me and made the promise. For those that stand, you shall fulfill and bring your power, which redeems, which corrects, which again releases a supernatural touch upon their life, their circumstance, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, in this house right now, I pray, let freedom come, let power be demonstrated, and let life begin to shine in the areas of disappointment, failure, and fault. In your house, these are your people, Lord. And for that which you have asked me to do, for that which you have asked me to speak, I have done. And Lord, I say to you, let it begin. Let the fulfillment of the promise of why they stand, let the fulfillment of the intervention why they stand, let that intervention occur. Let that reconciliation why they stand, reconciliation begins. Why they have been challenged. Let the offense of yesterday no longer be the fence which corrals us from our tomorrow. We stand as free people, embracing your power in your presence. In Jesus' name, let the work begin. Let your power. Let your power travel into their circumstance. For if you believe, you shall see all that has been promised. In Jesus' name. Just be seated, and I close with this. I'd love everybody to close their eyes. I have no idea where you are in that relationship with Jesus. Or possibly you've heard of his name, but you have never acknowledged him or asked him to be a part of your world and your life. Or possibly you have, and for whatever reason, you've moved away in your heart, in your relationship. You've walked away from him. I want every person in this place to be given this incredible opportunity, incredible gift of allowing Jesus to become your Lord and your Savior. And in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. By raising your hand, you're not raising it to me with every eye closed. You're raising your hand to him to simply say, Jesus, I want you to be in the center of my life. I want to return to that relationship in which I know is right for me. So with every eye closed, if you have never made that decision, or you have and you've stepped away in your own relationship with him, I want you to raise your hand right now. Just lift your hand up and say, Greg, that's me. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, madam. I don't want to miss these moments where our relationship can be lost because of a challenge in life or a disappointment. Anybody else? Just raise your hand very quickly. Just very quickly. I want to draw this to a close. Thank you, sir. And with every eye closed, for those people who have raised your hand, just raise your hand one more time. Just raise your hand to me. With everyone else's eyes closed, just look at me. If you've raised your hand, just look at me. You raised your hand, and he saw you. He saw you. He acknowledged you, sir. He saw you and acknowledged you. Just look at me if you've raised your hand. He saw you. He acknowledged you. He saw you. He acknowledged you. He acknowledged you. Greatest moment in his church is where people find the freedom in that relationship because of that connection. Just look at me one more time, those who raised your hand. Do you acknowledge him as your Lord? Do you acknowledge him as you? In your relationship with him, as your Lord, as your God, as your Savior. Do you acknowledge him with all of your heart and all that you are? And as I have seen your hand at the end of this service, I want to pray with you, if that's okay, with every eye closed, just for those people who raised their hand. I'm able to pray with you just at the end of the service, just very quickly. Just for you to identify yourself, to know that you're rightfully positioned with him. Is that okay? Is that okay? Is that okay? Thank you. Can we all stand? We have come. We have arrived because He has called us. And Father, I pray for C3 Fremantle, for all these incredible men and women, family, that Lord, this is a day and a moment where they shall experience an incredible freedom in which all of them have at varying degrees called out to you for. But there is healing. There is restoration. There is reconciliation. There is fruitfulness and favor in this atmosphere here today. In Jesus' name. I'm going to hand this service just back to Andrea. But at the close of the service, when we are all dismissed, those people have raised their hand. I'd love just to pray with you, just to shake your hand, to agree that by raising your hand, you acknowledged Him rightfully back in that relationship. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Why don't we thank our guests?